Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Welcome. Today we got a very special guest. I am so glad someone brought this guy to my attention because he is pretty much amazing. He does everything. He's a performer, a musician, a composer. And when I say performer, I also mean an actor. So much. Originally from Tennessee, today's guest is Emmy nominee Bo Davidson, international recording artist and actor, everything. He's amazing, totally amazing. So we're going to bring him on. I want to bring you to his attention because he's got a movie coming out. That he plays a pivotal role in, The Ultimate Legacy. And I just want to play one of his songs first so you get a feeling for
what is courage? Just ideals long forgotten. What is duty? What is glory? Are they just written down in some old story? When we hear a word like freedom, do we know what it really means? Or do we take it all?
Shelter.
That's all I can say about that. Song is wow. And I don't know if this has one thing to do with the other, but just as that came on, little snowflakes started to fall from the sky. Just saying. That was terrific. It is such a terrific show. And this man is just terrific. I'm going to open his mic now, and we're going to bring Bo on. Bo, you're on the air.
I'm here.
Oh, that was just, I'm going to cry. That was so terrific. All I kept thinking is that that's going to be sung at every wedding, at every military event. I started to cry because it was like so, everything in those lyrics was so true. We are blessed that we have
well,
all these things.
You.
That was
very
terrific.
Sweet.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank
I got to catch
much.
A moment here now, Bo. Now, Bo, there's so much about you I want to talk to you about. First off, I know you're a singer, composer, and you started quite young. How old were you when you started?
Well, you know, my grandmother actually sang and played piano. She was never professional, but she did. And then, of course, my mom sung to me when I was in the womb. So I would say music's already always been there kind of, you know, innately. But I didn't really start professionally until I was about four because I started taking Suzuki piano lessons at age four. And the reason why I did this.
Wow.
And it came up on a show actually earlier this week on Hallmark and Home and Family, but they found this picture of me in the bathroom playing this little toy piano when I was 2 years old. So obviously my mom noticed something musical about me and said, well, you know, let's give it a shot and see how he reacts to it. And so, you know, I got kind of a rigid amount of discipline with music even at age four, realizing this is not just fun. This actually is going to require a strong amount of effort and time and discipline to be good at what you do. To be a master of your craft. So I started, I guess, at about age four, eventually started taking voice lessons after I started acting with a guy in Memphis who taught, you know, Bob Westbrook, I mean, who taught Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and Lance Bass and some other people. So eventually I went to Northwestern University where I studied classical vocal lessons and opera and musical theater. And really the rest is history. I've just taken those skills and kind of applied them.
And Northwestern, by the way, is a great college. So many celebrities have come out of that college. So many celebrities. That was the
absolutely. And Margaret Charlton Heston, Warren Beatty, David Schwimmer, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Cloris Leachman. There's a lot of them that's come out of there.
Yeah, yes, they had the Compass Theater, I believe, was out of there, too. And that was a lot of your improvises. I think Stella and Mara might have been there, too, but I'm not I got to double-check that. And then you've also, along the way, managed to perform with numerous celebrities, like Patti LuPone.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been on the Gilmore Girls, Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
How did you fit this all in your young age? I mean,
well,
this
in
is
the case,
so
in the
much.
Case of, in the case of the LuPone thing, so Patti was in, she and George Hearn were in A Little Night Music at the Ravinia Festival in Chicago. Anyone that's ever seen the Ravinia Festival in Chicago, I mean, if you haven't, you need to because it's amazing. But they did a Stephen Sondheim show every summer. And so between my junior and senior year, I got cast. And Lonnie Price, whom you may know, was the director of this particular show. And I was really the only kind of unknown talent in it. Everybody else had done something really significant, either had a Tony or was on Broadway or, you know, any number of accolades that they had. You know,
and that's a Stephen Sondheim, so you've got to have a vocal chops to do that. What part did you play?
Well, I played a character called Fred, and it's ironic because there I was studying voice at Northwestern, and I was cast in an entirely non-vocal role. In this case, I was supposed to be a Swedish love interest, almost like a boy toy, really, of this this character,
yes, the lead character,
Sara Ramirez. Well, and so the thing about it is it's like they needed someone who had a certain presence on stage. And, you know, frankly, I think they could have gotten anybody to do it. But they chose me, I'm not really sure. But, you know, as a guy who's studying voice, I'm like, gosh, you've got all this amazing Sondheim music, and I don't even get to sing it. But, you know what, there's some roles that you do like that are kind of fun because they're, I don't say the opposite of what you normally would do, but it's because it's a challenge that you're not doing what you were trained to do. So you've got to step out of your box and say, well, I can't rely on my vocals here. I've got to rely on acting or something else. You know, so
which
that's what was
great
about that show.
Which is great training because you went on for Days of Our Lives and the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. That's just great memorization. I mean, when you do shows at Northwestern and any college program, you have to learn you're doing scenes every day. And so your memorization has to be pretty sharp. And for soaps, for as much crap as they kind of get, those guys have to memorize a lot of stuff every single day. So
they do changes daily. You can memorize. You get the script. I know. I've been on them. You get the script the night before, and then you come in, and the pages have changed colors. That means there are changes in the dialogue, what you're doing. But yep. It's great, too. Now, you've got some – you're so young, and you've got so many credits. I'm so impressed. You were named Nashville's 25 Most Beautiful People and Cosmopolitan's 51 Hottest Bachelors. How do you live with yourself?
I think I was number 26 and number 51, and someone got booted out. So don't.
And you're humble on top of it. You're killing me here. And
those are nice.
Now, you've been on Oprah, The Today Show, Fox and Friends, Entertainment Tonight, and a Clear Channel as an artist to watch. You are. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you were brought to my attention because I saw the film, Ultimate Legacy,
mm-hmm.
and you
Beautiful
were really
film.
Kind of a pivotal part in it. In
yeah,
that,
I'm sorry,
because I can't give it away, but
well,
a pivotal part because
think,
of where it takes place.
Yeah,
the situation in which
Rick
it
Eldridge
takes place.
I think Rick Eldridge is probably going to be coming on, too, so I'd rather defer to him, let him kind of summarize some things. But
sure.
All I can say is I played a character called Maximilian Swain, and I'm a kind of a rock star. I guess you could say the prototype of it might be someone like John Bon Jovi. And I come in at a pretty pivotal point because, you know, the point of this story really is for a young man to learn certain values in life that his grandmother basically passed on to him. That's what the legacy is. And so I come in a part of the movie where, you know, they're trying to teach him certain values. And so we arrange a concert to help raise money for Wounded Warriors, which, you know, is a very – it's a great thing to
Good
do.
Good cause, yes.
both fictionally and non-fictionally, it's a great cause. So, you know, I was able to sing the song Blessed in the film, which was just so unique. So, again, I don't want to say too much more, but I do kind of –
No,
come
you
in
know what I'm going to do, Bo? I'm going to
yeah.
play the trailer, and then I'm going to bring Mr. Eldridge on, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Sounds good.
Well, I'm afraid there's no delicate way to put this. I've come to make final arrangements. For Anderson House.
You ready?
I'd like it to go to my grandson, Joey.
Loring!
You do know that Joey can't possibly manage Anderson House.
He is our only link to the family legacy. Besides, I'm afraid there is no time for debate.
Mr. Anderson, your grandmother has passed away. You need it at Anderson House.
Mr. Hamilton, I understand that my grandmother trusted the execution of the estate to your firm.
It's all yours.
You'll receive your inheritance if you meet all the stipulations in this contract.
She did this to force me back here.
I mean, I signed the contract. I'm here for the next year. But there's more to this. Right?
The will details a series of steps you have to take.
Steps?
Work, money, friends, learning, problems, family, laughter, dreams, giving, gratitude, a day, and love.
If I complete this program before the year's up, can I leave early?
You'll never be able to get away from this place until you find the courage to deal with your demons.
That's a bullet hole. With that hole comes a lot of dark history and baggage. You need to forgive your dad.
What kind of father does that? Why don't you?
Wow. I want to stop it there. I don't want to give too much away. That was a little bit, gives a little bit away, but not too much. Now I'm going to
yeah.
open up the mic for Rick now. And Rick Eldridge, your mic is open. Rick is the producer of Ultimate Legacy and the CEO
hey,
producer
great,
of Real
great
Work.
Great to be here.
Rick, I got to say, I'm still reeling from Blessed, the song. I'm still like, my left eye is tearing. It's just such a moving song. I'm just like going, oh my gosh, it's going to be picked for everything. This is terrific. So tell us, give us the background. Now, this is based on the Legacy series of books. Is that correct?
The first book was The Ultimate Gift, and that was James Garner, yep. you know, Brian Dennehy. All the other cast were there, but we had James Garner kind of playing the pivotal role there. And then Ultimate Life was the second, which basically it was really a prequel. It went back and you learned how this character that James Garner played, which was Red Stevens, made his money and learned his lessons of life. He became a billionaire, as you'll learn in the stories. But and then Legacy is the third and the final in the trilogy, and it's really next generation, pay it forward. We've got an elderly lady played by Raquel Welch who is actually learned from Red Stevens about, you know, his ventures with dealing with his trust, with his with how he was going to move forward his legacy. And so she kind of goes down the same road and meets with his attorney, and that takes us through the final story. And we've got all our characters back and adding several new characters in this new new story.
Can you mention the stars that are in this film? Because they're all good, terrific. But
you mean beside Bo Davidson?
Yes. Pivotal role. Pivotal.
Raquel Welch. We have from the whole series was Bill Cobbs and Lee Merriweather, and then we've added Allie Hillis, who's from the whole series as well. Logan Bartholomew plays Jason Stevens, who's kind of a mentor to our new young character, which is Michael Olivier. Michael from Castle and from Glee, he's come to us. And Kim Baptiste plays a phenomenal role as actually being mentored by Bill Cobbs' character, the attorney. So you've got all these handoffs, I call it, where people are next generation taking the reins and making a difference, and you know, it all really
It's an amazing cast, I have to say. Bo, I have to ask you, did you look up who Lee Merriweather was?
I knew who she was, just because I have kind of a history with hosting and performing in pageants, so I knew who she was. Now, I didn't know the Catwoman part, but I knew about her history as Miss American. You know what, being on the set with her, I got to say, not much more grace than a lady can be epitomized than in Lee Merriweather. She's just... great on screen, great off screen. Just can't say enough good things.
Oh, it makes me want to go see the other ones now. I saw this one in out of sequence, I guess, but I want to go back. Is this going to be available on DVD, by the way?
It will be. It'll be later, a later summer release in DVD, and we'll be doing also, a kind of later for the holiday season. We'll be packaging all three films kind of a gift pack.
That is a great gift pack. It was so refreshing. I saw the film, and it was so refreshing just to see a film, just to see a story, not to see anything exploding or blowing up or just about people and values and helping somebody rise from a dark place. It was just so touching that way. And it opened Sunday, January 31st on the Hallmark Movies channel. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, this Sunday. Yeah. So, and you know what? I grew up with the Hallmark films and the Hallmark movies, and it was something I just so look forward to because I always knew it was going to be a good story. I always knew, you know, that was like the special night. And that it's on a Sunday night is a perfect family night, too, because this is for the whole family. This is terrific.
Yes, it is.
And the acting is just superb. Everyone is so good in it. And where was this filmed, by the way?
In Kentucky. The whole film was done in the Kentucky area. Beautiful landscape, some great locations. We just fell in love with the people, and they embraced us and just treated us really, really well there. So it was a great, great experience.
And I know, Bo, you performed for vets as well. And were those real vets in there? They looked like real vets in the scene.
They actually were. We did a screening back in December that Rick was kind enough to invite me to, and it was a screening for a lot of the veterans that are in the LaGrange, Kentucky area. So, you know, one of the neatest things, I think, about performing Bless in this movie, and people will see this, is, you know, in movies you hire extras, and these are people that are, there's can be hundreds of them for a scene if you need it for especially a concert scene. Well, lucky for me, so many of those extras that were down front that I'm performing for are legitimate, real men and women in the military. So, you know, you really... when you perform for people like that as a song you wrote for them, there's a different type of reaction, both in my performance and I think in their reaction to the song. So, yes, we did use real veterans. And Rick has been so kind to really make this story and this, you know, and this movie really intertwined with veterans. I mean, this is not fake. This really is, has a real heartwarming story specifically for them and how that, you know, and what you see one of the characters.
And your
Michael,
lyrics left go along with that, though. Your lyrics about home.
I credit Rick for that. I mean, you know, I came in for the callback and I quoted from the song and it wound up in the script. So, you know, I credit him for even including it in the film because he didn't have to do that. But I guess what I didn't know is how well, I guess, it went along with the storyline. So, you know, things really worked out. That's sometimes how blessings work. They just happen serendipitously that we feel comes from a higher place, from God, that, you know, just kind of bestows these blessings. And I wrote the song about America saying that's why I feel that we're blessed, because these men and women have done these things for us. And really that's the story of Joey and how he has to have all these kind of characters come back in his life to sort of help him understand certain values.
And it's true with veterans returning, and because of post, you know, traumatic syndromes.
Yeah,
and
the viewers are really going to like this storyline with Michael and what happens, because he's a veteran, he's a returning veteran, and you just got to see what happens. But the very heartwarming part of the story that happens specifically with respect to his character.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I thought Bo's character was kind of a very nice kindness that came into the scene. There's a little tension before that with what's going on in his mind. But Bo's character added a sort of I don't want to say angel kind of quality, but it was a softness. Because here you have a musician and who's saying, we're going to do this. And here you have, how can it be done? Which is the same way, how can I heal?
And Joey's character really has been kind of, you know, recalcitrant to do anything in this thing. He doesn't really want to do it, and so we kind of, you know, sort of softly push along and say, here's what we're going to do, we want your help. And then he sees, you know, the reactions on these people's faces, and he realizes, gosh, you know, charity, work, love, these are things that I really do need to learn in life, you know, as a young man. That's part of your maturation, and so I think he learns those things.
I have to tell you something, too. We have the chat room open right now. I have the chat room, and I have people in the chat room, and one of those people is Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters, and she says, I saw the original one, loved it, and gave it a rave review. Thank you, Betty Jo. Oh, that's terrific. She knows her movies, so that's her Movie Attic Headquarters. And she
Fantastic.
Loved it.
That's
she's
great
gonna,
to hear.
She's going to love it. Now, Rick, tell me the website where they can find out more information about the movie.
Well, we have Facebook and website, but just go to ultimatelegacymovie.com, and you can pick up quite a bit of information there, and quite a lot of pictures and you know, interaction with even some of the actors that have posted there. Facebook, the same thing. You know, you can go to just the Ultimate Legacy Movie Facebook page, and love to interact there as well. And it's been pretty active. It's been kind of fun to see a lot of our actors posting there and interacting with people and that kind of thing along the way too. So love to.
Oh
love
no,
to hear
it
from
was
folks.
Just very. It's you know. I have a son, but it's so hard to find something you can just sit down and both watch, you know, or for a family to sit down and just say, we're going to have a Sunday night movie night, or this is the perfect thing for that kind of a night. And the acting, the lead is fantastic. Everyone is just so good. And to see Raquel Welch, I love Raquel Welch, and she's doing this part. And as a matriarchal kind of character, and Lee Merriweather, all the actors, everyone was so fine in it. And who's the woman who plays the chef? Blake?
Megan Blake.
Megan
is fantastic.
Yes.
There was a dog that you'll see in some of the scenes, Smiley, which is her dog, too. She actually is a spokesperson for Animal Planet and does a lot of things with animals. And her dog Smiley is a pretty famous character. He has his own website and Facebook page too, and so we were able to get you know a fantastic lady to play that role and be part of the movie. But she also was our animal trainer and brought Smiley to us, so we could put her in several of the scenes, which gave a kind of a softness and a character to the scenes as well. So
I love the external characters too that are in and out of the scenes too, added just a light touch and a light dimension, because it can be a heavy topic if you just focus on the one point. But it also is about how much we all have to give and how we can change people's lives in the smallest ways. I must mention this about Bo. You won the prestigious award, Top 10 Young Americans.
Yes, it's an award that's been given out for about 75 years, including some – it goes back, I mean, way, way back. But they it eventually was the 10 Outstanding Young Men, and they increased and added women. So it's the 10 Outstanding Young Americans Award. They pick 10 every year. Elvis won the award. He was a big mentor of mine. Peyton Manning, who's in the Super Bowl, I'd look up to him. Rick won't like that because he likes Carolina Panthers. But but there's a lot of really notable people who've won it. And you kind of have to be, I guess, a – somewhat of a well-rounded person to do it, and you have to win.
Elvis, 40. Kennedy, I think too. Elvis and Kennedy.
Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Howard Hughes, Leonard Bernstein. There's some pretty cool people that won it. So I said, look,
yeah, let's just say you're in good company for a very young man. And everyone, when I say bachelor, check it out. Go to his Facebook, follow him, follow his Twitter. because he's going to be doing great things. And his website is www.bodavidson.net. And do you have an upcoming CD coming out?
I do. It's called The American Gentleman, and we're releasing it probably sometime next month in February. We've got some really exciting things planned. I remade some classic songs like The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Stand By Me, both which came from 1961. And we revived some of those, breathed some new life into them. And we're actually going to be doing a really neat thing with National Geographic on the music video for Lion Sleeps Tonight. Some people that have been documenting lions for many, many years who are on the Ellen DeGeneres show actually today, they have partnered with me to co-produce a music video and put some great, never-before-seen images of lions in this video. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I can't wait. Let me know when it comes out, and I'll play it here on the show. Can you believe that 27 minutes have flown by? 27 minutes? So I'm going to let the show go 3 minutes later, because I'm going to play your song. So it might sound like the show's off, but it'll still be on the air because I'm going to end with Stand By Me, because I just have to let people hear Bo. And anything else you guys want to add?
Well, just really quickly, maybe Rick wants to say, you know, the author of these books, and I didn't even know this, he plays a cameo in all the roles. So, Rick, do you want to address that? I think that's kind of a neat little feature.
Oh, yeah,
you'll see
name,
Jim
please.
Stovall in the movie as a bartender. And that's Jim Stovall. And he does a fantastic job. He's actually blind. And in the first two movies, we had him be a limo driver. So it was kind of fun. We had a blind limo driver. And when we got to this one, I said, well, I think I might have a limo part for you, but I got this too. And he says, nah, I want to be the bartender. So it just worked out great, and it's just been kind of a fun thing to have him be a part of the whole series.
I got to say, you're both truly blessed. I love that song, by the way. Truly blessed. Everybody, it opens, okay, on the Hallmark Movie Channel, Sunday, January 31st. Go to their Facebook page. Check them out. Follow them. And everybody follow Bo, because he's going to be big, okay? Thank you both for being guests on today's show. And Bo, I wish you the best of luck, and you are going to be awesome. You're awesome right now. I don't know what's going to happen at 30, but you're awesome right now, and it's terrific. So keep up the good work, everyone.
So honored to be part of the film. So everybody go see it. It's great.
Check it out. All right.
Thank you.
Get the DVD
if you can.
Here we go. Bo Davidson, Stand By Me. What a great guest.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, oh, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. Or the mountains should crumble into the sea. I won't cry. No, I won't cry. I won't shed one tear. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling. We'll be right back.
That was Bo Davidson. Oh, The Ultimate Legacy. Check it out. This guy's going to be big, people, big. I'm Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you and have a blessed day.